Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Radical Guide for Women with ADHD Embrace Neurodiversity, Live Boldly. And Break Your Barriers is a self-help workbook by Sari Solden and Michelle Frank that focuses on the lived experience of women with ADHD rather than only on symptom management. Published by New Harbinger, it combines psychoeducation, reflection prompts, and practical exercises to help readers understand how ADHD interacts with identity, shame, and relationships, work, and self-worth. The book is especially concerned with the gender dimension of ADHD, showing how many women internalize messages that their struggles are personal failures instead of differences in attention, regulation, and executive functioning. Its purpose is not to offer a one-size-fits-all treatment plan, but to help readers build a more accurate and compassionate view of themselves by emphasizing neurodiversity, self-acceptance, and individualized coping strategies. The book positions ADHD as something to understand and work with rather than something to hide or fix. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing ADHD as neurodiversity rather than defect. One of the book's central moves is to shift ADHD from a moral or personal failing into a neurodivergent pattern of thinking, feeling, and organizing experience. This reframing matters because many women with ADHD are accustomed to interpreting chronic lateness, disorganization, emotional intensity, or inconsistent focus as evidence that they are broken. The authors argue that such interpretations deepen shame and make adaptation harder. Instead of treating ADHD as a defect to eliminate, they encourage readers to understand how their brains work and to build support around those differences. This approach does not deny impairment or frustration, rather, it makes room for both difficulty and legitimacy. By naming neurodiversity directly, the book challenges the assumption that one standardized way of thinking is normal and all others need correction. That conceptual change becomes the foundation for every later exercise in the workbook, because self-understanding has to come before sustainable change. Secondly, how shame-based internal narratives shape women's ADHD experience. The book gives special attention to the inner stories many women develop over time, especially the belief that they are bad, lazy, irresponsible, or not trying hard enough. These narratives often begin in childhood when unnoticed ADHD traits are punished, misunderstood, or compared unfavorably with expectations for girls to be organized, agreeable, and self-controlled. Solden and Frank treat this internalized criticism as a major obstacle, not a side issue, because shame can be more disabling than the symptoms themselves. When a person expects failure, she is less likely to ask for help, try new strategies, or advocate for accommodations. The workbook format is useful here because it lets readers identify recurring self-judgments and test them against lived evidence. The goal is not superficial positive thinking, but a more accurate and less punishing self-evaluation. That distinction makes the book psychologically useful. It addresses how identity is formed under chronic misunderstanding, not just how tasks get completed. Thirdly, why the book is especially focused on women's gendered ADHD experience. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to how ADHD is filtered through gender expectations. Women are often socialized to be attentive to others, maintain emotional composure, and manage multiple responsibilities without visible struggle. Those expectations can hide ADHD symptoms, delay diagnosis, and increase self-blame when daily life becomes overwhelming. The authors emphasize that many women compensate for years by overworking, people-pleasing, masking, or silently absorbing stress until burnout becomes unavoidable. This gendered lens helps explain why ADHD in women is frequently misunderstood as anxiety, depression, perfectionism, or inadequacy, rather than recognized as a distinct neurodevelopmental condition. The book's analysis matters because treatment and self-help are less effective when they ignore the social context in which symptoms are interpreted. By placing women's experiences at the center, the authors provide a framework that is more realistic than generic ADHD advice. Readers are encouraged to examine not only their symptoms, but also the cultural messages that shape how they respond to those symptoms. Fourthly, workbook structure built around reflection, journaling, and self-inquiry. The book is not organized as a conventional advice manual. It is designed as a guided workbook, which means its real value depends on active participation. Readers are asked to reflect on patterns from childhood, notice present-day triggers, and write through the beliefs that keep them stuck. This structure is important because ADHD-related shame and confusion are often automatic and hard to access through casual reading alone. The exercises create a slower, more deliberate form of self-observation that can expose repeated patterns between past experiences and current behavior. The workbook also makes room for personal variation, rather than insisting on one correct method of coping. That flexibility is significant because women with ADHD often need individualized strategies for planning, time management, emotional regulation, and boundary setting. The book's method, therefore, combines insight with action reflection, is used to clarify what needs to change. And exercises help translate that clarity into a new personal narrative and more workable habits. Lastly, practical support strategies without pretending there is one right system. Although the book is emotionally and conceptually focused, it also supports practical change. Its advice includes using external aids, adjusting expectations, and building personalized systems for organization and self-management. What sets this approach apart is its refusal to treat any single tool, planner, or routine as universally effective. The authors recognize that ADHD affects people differently, so the best strategies are the ones that fit a person's actual rhythms, responsibilities, and energy patterns. This is an important corrective to advice that assumes discipline alone can solve executive function problems. For many women, sustainable support involves combining structure with self-compassion visual reminders, time cues, help from others, and realistic task breakdowns. The book also encourages readers to seek understanding in relationships and to communicate their needs more clearly at work and at home. In this way, practical coping is linked to self-advocacy, making the book more than a feelings-focused workbook. It frames everyday support as part of building a life that accommodates ADHD instead of constantly fighting it. In conclusion, this book is best suited to women with ADHD, women who suspect they may have ADHD, and readers who want a gender-aware understanding of the condition rather than a generic productivity manual. It will also be useful for therapists, partners, and family members who want to understand why shame, masking, and self-criticism are so often central to women's ADHD experiences. Its practical value lies in helping readers identify the inner narratives that block change, while its intellectual value lies in reframing ADHD through neurodiversity and social context. Compared with many ADHD books that focus mainly on tools, schedules, and behavior correction, this one stands out for its emphasis on identity, self-acceptance, and the emotional consequences of long-term misunderstanding. The workbook format also makes it different from lighter overview books because it asks readers to actively examine their history and beliefs. That makes it especially useful for people who want not just strategies, but a deeper explanation of why ADHD has felt so burdensome and how a more accurate self-understanding can open the way to sustainable support. If you would like to support Sari Solden MS, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.